Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys, LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRock Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRock Asset Management are not affiliated with Peak Broker Services, Inc.
They're talking about the insurrection at the Capitol. Did you guys not see when they were getting in the faces of people like Rand Paul running up and screaming in their faces?
Did you not see that many of those people at the Capitol were actually Antifa members?
Of course
they
did.
I got them on tape. We've got them on
These people in Antifa, these kids or children, right?
Yeah.
They are so uneducated and so ignorant that they don't understand anything. They don't understand history. Guys, podcast. Welcome back. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, and thanks again for listening, folks. We're getting some great feedback from the podcast. I'm getting text messages from friends. I'm seeing people tweet at us. And
more people now I run into say I listen to the podcast on the radio show.
Yes, yeah. I'm noticing
I'm catching your podcast. So
yeah, I think, you know, part of it, I think, is the convenience of it all, to be honest with you. Some people can, I hear some people say, you know what, I don't ever watch it on YouTube. I just listen to it because I can put it in my headphones. And mow the lawn while I listen, or whatever, plow the drive, whatever it is. Other people are like, I only watch the YouTube video because I like to see the videos and I like to see the animation of you guys and whatnot. trying to deliver the formats how people want them. Again, this is both a video and an audio podcast. And we're growing, right? We're fast approaching, I think, 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. So I'm hoping that we continue to, have people subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up if you like the content, and share it with your friends. I think most importantly, I mean, we are absolutely, as conservatives, under total assault, okay? Whether it's the vaccination passport, which we're going to talk about today, whether it's, if you supported the insurrection at the Capitol, let's keep in mind that there were 1 million people in Washington, D.C., of which about 1,000 actually went into the Capitol. Yeah.
Well,
right?
they're still burning Portland down, by the way.
Well,
Portland is still on fire.
They attacked the Capitol in Portland.
Yes. Federal buildings.
Yeah, federal buildings, right?
Yeah, courthouse, yep. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When you're talking about winning, I have never seen such anger by the left. We've been doing this show for 20-something years, and in the last few months, they have been out of control.
Yeah.
Really attacking us, that's fine. This is the position we're in. But I can tell you they don't have jobs. So Monday through Friday, they're online.
Well, they're fighting to stay home. They're fighting to keep things closed because
absolutely.
They don't want to be forced to go back to work.
Yeah.
Jay Blanchard sent over, Jay in our office runs the sales team, right? So he's, in charge of the advisors and, making sure everyone's following the same standards and processes and things like that. And so he runs this Friday morning. Meetings, and he had a great video, which I think is right on. Right, it was a Nick Saban video.
Oh yeah,
right. And maybe we'll.
He's
play
a great
it today.
Motivational speaker. I don't really follow college football, but just watching some of his videos now after Jay,
amazing.
Unreal.
Yeah, he's an amazing coach. Right, he did. He was Michigan State very short period of time, sadly, and then down to I think Alabama for a long time, and just an amazing coach. But he nailed it. He said, high achievers don't like mediocre people, and mediocre people don't like high achievers. And there's a whole lot of mediocre people that are on the left. That work at Starbucks, you know who you are, right? You're the baristas, would you like to supersize that order?
Let me tell you something. They're actually running Washington right now.
It's
a group of dysfunctional people that do not want to work, that support being lazy, support lifting yourself up by the bootstraps. You got to have a government agency do that for you. And they are now running the ship. Yeah, they are now driving the ship.
Well, sadly, actually, a lot of those people really working at McDonald's and Starbucks are working, right? So give them a lot of credit for actually working. The real problem is the folks that are at home that refuse to go back to work, and some of them, as you mentioned, are professionals.
Yeah.
Some of them are teachers. Sadly, a lot of teachers I talk to dying to get back into the classroom, want to go back, understand the damage to kids, understand the
psychological.
Most
of it's the leadership of the teachers.
It's the unions. Yeah. It's the union leadership.
But
somebody supports the union leadership. Somebody goes for the leaders.
They are absolutely 1,000% winning, right? The last stimulus package was something like 35 or 40% of it went to the teachers' union.
Sure.
It's funny, in Western New York and Buffalo, some of the schools are saying, the CDC is now going from 6 foot to 3 foot, but it's going to take us weeks to open the school.
Right.
Now, I got to be honest with you. You and I could open that goddamn school in 1 hour.
Yeah.
In 1 hour.
Right.
We'd have the desks moved around where they need to be moved around. I don't believe in any of it. I think it's all bullshit. However, if that's the game you want to play, give us 1 hour.
Right.
We'll show up early on Monday morning, and we will be open by 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
Yeah, move all the desks. How hard is it?
No.
No, it's not hard at all. We move desks in our office
weeks.
All the time.
You know? It takes weeks. Yeah. Billions and billions of dollars are getting sent to the teachers' unions to shore up pensions, to shore up whatever they need. Like, we're not spending enough money on these schools to have a kids.
Well,
have
we should be spending
education.
Money on a voucher program so kids, you know, parents and kids can
well,
take,
that would
you know,
make sense.
Older
right?
kids
that would be the something that you
education.
Could say, okay, now is the time to change this so these kids that are in schools that are miserable failures that have a 25% chance of actually going somewhere outside of federal prison, now we can change some of that. Right. They're not going to change any of that. No. The Buffalo school system, as an example, will go from $27,000 a kid to $35,000 a kid, and nothing
and the graduation rate will go down.
Yeah, the graduation rate will go down.
The results will get worse.
Yeah.
You see, government's the only industry, really, where you can have you can throw more and more money at it and have worse and worse results and to do the exact same thing.
Yeah. But over and over for decades.
Yeah.
Decades, not a week or two. You know, in business, we've made some mistakes where we've said, we're going to try to market that. And I don't know if it's a mistake. We learn from it and market it. We'll try it again. Didn't work. Okay, maybe a third time we try. We don't do it for 30 years.
Yeah.
We don't do it for 40 years.
Yep. With and it's always excuses. Always somebody else's fault why things are not successful and whatnot. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
But getting back to these people, you know, there's a whole bunch of people, right? If you're fighting, first of all, 3 feet, 6 feet, 10 feet, 4 feet, there's no science behind any of it, right? So they've made stuff up. They're pulling stuff out of the air, folks. Like, well, we think 6 feet seems to be right. We think 3 foot seems to be right.
70 million.
There's no science behind any of that.
Pick the number of people that voted for Donald Trump. 70 million, 80 million. Many of them believe that we're at a point now where this virus has been used and abused as bullshit, right?
Yeah.
But yet, a huge chunk of them are still walking around with their face diapers on everywhere they go, right? It's not going to end, folks, until you step up and say enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
You know, not to sound like a beat a dead horse, but we talked about Georgia opening first, that the whole world was going to die. Georgia was going to explode within 2 weeks. Never happened, so the mainstream media did this. Florida opened. They continue to attack Governor DeSantis. Yeah. However, they're not looking at any of the numbers.
Right.
You know what's amazing? I don't know if you remember this, but about 3 or 4 months ago, there was in Naples, there was some grocery stores. Nobody was wearing a mask. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And there was photos, and they were saying, how dare...
Shocking!
You know what? The numbers in Naples are better than the numbers in San Diego County.
That's right.
Which is basically everybody's got a face diaper attached to the front and back of their
head. So they attack Governor whatever his name is in Texas. I'm not a big fan, to be honest, and because he went along for a long time, right? He went along with the mask mandates. Governor DeSantis deserves the Governor of the Year award, hands down, by far.
He's winning
way better than Texas. Even
1,000 people moving there a day.
Yeah,
1,000 people moving there.
So Texas finally 2 weeks ago, finally the Governor of Texas drops the mask mandate. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard, Mr. Freedom of Texas. Right. Anyway, he finally dropped. Guess what's happened 2 weeks later?
Numbers are down.
Numbers are down.
Numbers are down.
Numbers
every
are
time.
Down.
Every
and yet the media still attack him.
Time. Every single time. Here's where the numbers are, by the way, folks. So we'll see if we can post this. Here's where the numbers are. See this? See this thing that you wouldn't want to ski down because you'd break your neck? That's the COVID numbers, by the way, right? Here, you see this? This is the path to immunity. These are 70% of the population either had COVID or has been vaccinated, right?
Yeah.
And you continue to hear losers like Dr. Fauci and say, well, we could be wearing masks into 2022. This is awful. There could be another spike. Let me let you in a little secret.
Always going to be a spike.
100 minus 70 leaves 30% of the population that has neither not had it or has not had a vaccine. If the vaccines work so well, what the heck is the problem?
Right.
We're down to 30%. That's the max that could have it right now. It's sad.
If they were really worried, they wouldn't be having the border wide open. So these migrant kids, they just tested a bunch of them.
Awesome
twice the COVID rate as they do in like places like Texas. Twice the rate. And yet it's like, come on in. Doors wide open.
So think about this, right? Dr. Fauci couldn't give two craps about the maskless Antifa people that were flooding the streets for months and months and months, smashing windows together. Apparently, if you smash windows together, you're COVID-free, I guess, right? Couldn't bother to mention what you just said, which is thousands of people rushing over the border together, crammed in spaces without masks. Couldn't be bothered by it. But yet, if you and I walk into a grocery store, shame on us. We're going to kill a lot of people.
Right.
If that doesn't reek of just disgusting
hypocrisy,
Chicago type thuggery politics and the resetting of how we live in this world.
Wow.
It is really, really scary how much of a mental midget you could be if you're still buying this stuff.
This is all coming from, you know, communist China, communist Russia, you know, the global elites that think they're smarter than everybody else. And by the way, Bill Gates, talk about genius, right? This guy is an evil genius, right? So first of all, if you go back and actually read Bill Gates' history, history. This is not a nice guy.
No.
Okay. He engaged in all kinds of, you know, anti-business practices, took out competition illegally, and oftentimes he's been gone after by the federal government for Microsoft antitrust.
By the way, the Clinton administration. These are not conservatives that said they don't like him because they couldn't get on his.
I got to tell you what. 20 years later, I feel like I know and understand, and I've changed my opinion on a lot of things. Right. I was against the antitrust investigation against Microsoft when Bill Clinton went against them because I thought, well, I'm not a big fan of government getting involved in breaking up businesses. In hindsight, I was wrong. Bill Clinton was right. I'm a big enough guy to say that, right? I'll tell you the second thing I was wrong about. Second thing I was wrong about 20 years later now, I would have never in a million years supported President Bush and the Patriot Act had I known what they were going to do with it. Yep. And a lot of smarter people than me.
Best of intentions.
We were in our 20s back then, right? And so best of intentions, a lot of people smarter than me that were our age now, 50, you know, late 40s or whatever, that said to me, Glenn, you don't understand. I've been around a lot longer than you. Don't support this. Whatever power you give to the government, they will abuse.
Yep.
Government is not the solution. Government is the problem. Doesn't matter what level.
Same thing.
Doesn't matter what level.
Same thing with Andrew Cuomo, right? They gave him power. So
I can't take it back.
We said right from the get-go, why would you do that?
Can't take it back.
And we know the Democrats are going to do it because they're in bed with the guy. They want the morsels that he's going to hand out.
Yep.
But the Republicans that supported that, you think, how in the world could you be that stupid? You're not getting that back.
You're not getting that back.
And now we got number 10, by the way.
Number 10 this morning.
Number 10 this morning. And it will not matter.
Like Harvey Weinstein.
It won't matter.
This new one
seems a little bit more.
They want him gone. They're going to continue. It'll be 11, 12, 13. It'll be 20 until the weight is so much that he's forced.
The problem is they have granted him unlimited power for 2 more years. So it could be 137. He's going to wait it out for 2 more years.
I don't think so. I think at some point the people
you're,
like Chuck
I'm telling
Schumer,
you, you're losing a case of beer class.
I don't think I'm going to make the 31st. What's the date today? The 30. I got one day.
I got
2 days. If he resigns today or tomorrow, I'm good.
Number 10 came
Damn
out.
Damn it.
It's like wouldn't it be a son of a pup if April 1st?
Son of a. And it'll come out in a second and be like, April Fool's, you're not resigning. I'm like, damn it. I lost the case again. Yeah. Son of a gun.
Well, I would prefer to give you the case of beer because I'd love to see him gone. I know what people say, be careful what you wish for. We're going to get Letitia James. I'd like to see some kind of sanity in New York. I mean, when it's amazing to me that if you're a Republican and one girl lady says something inappropriate, you are
Look at the Tom Reed.
Tom Reed,
like, I'm out.
Right, but Tom Reed did the right thing. He did a wrong thing, right? He said he was abusing alcohol and all that stuff.
Yep.
Not an excuse to act like that. Yep. You're in a position of power. Yep. You step down. You say I'm sorry. He apologized right to the accuser.
If you notice, he apologized. Hey, I'm sorry. Whatever her name was, I'm sorry to you. I didn't realize.
One case.
Cuomo tried to smear him.
We're up to 10 now.
Not only did Cuomo not apologize to the women, he went after them.
Oh,
remember that?
Of course.
He released
I'm going to apologize for you.
He released some private personnel records of some of these women, right? I mean, he put his little minions in place to literally go after them.
And that's why the Republican Party is scared of him, right? The Republican Party is sort of teeter-totting. Like, okay, if we come out and he stays in power, we're in a lot of trouble, right?
You're in trouble anyways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he has got a track record of being a... Remember when Carl went up against him, literally, here's the thing. There was reporters hiding in bushes.
Right, seriously.
To try to say an aha moment about Carl and his family. His family. Remember?
Yeah.
I mean, Carl went after reporters. Said, you stay away from my daughters, you dirtbags. Right. They could not be bothered with Andrew Cuomo.
Nope.
Think about this. We're up to number 10. They've done one report on one lady.
Yeah.
Right? One interview with one of the ladies.
Right.
And by the way, the ladies didn't want to talk. These ladies have attorneys. Right. You know these attorneys are hams. Every single one of them would be doing a report 24/7 if they could get the TV time. They cannot be bothered.
Amazing. I love the speaking of TV report. Not to digress and get off topic, but did you see? I can't remember her name. She's a good anchor on Fox, but she was interviewing President Trump, former President Trump, and the first question she asked, or one of the questions she asked, is, you know, why do you feel like it's important for you to speak out now when most presidents at this point have really not spoken out? He goes, well, you called me. Did you hear that one?
No.
Oh, I'll have to find it. You called me. Like, what are you talking about? I didn't call you asking to make a statement. You called me. I agreed to the interview.
He needs to
But they act as if, like, even this lady, like, what's the matter with you? And he calls it right out.
If there's a little sliver of hope in America, it's now Georgia, a little bit late, right? But at least they're doing something. No, Georgia with their voting.
Voting. I'm sorry. Yeah. So I'm still on math.
If there's any hope that America can actually go back to its foundation, you have to have somebody with a set of stones like Donald Trump. We have to fix the votes. I mean, we've got to be able to make sure that this is a fair election. And Georgia finally did that. It's too bad. Too bad these Republicans couldn't have done it, you know, I don't know, maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago. But hopefully other states will take leadership on it. I know Rand Paul's been working extremely hard to try to fight to have some type of normalcy. But we'll see. He is it. He really is it. He's sad.
Sadly, as I'm looking for this.
It's sad. I would love to see, by the way, him make another run at presidency, because I think you'd get a lot of conservative support behind him, which is what the country needs.
Yeah. This is so far back, and I'm not sure I can find it. But anyway, just talking about Bill Gates while I look for this. So Bill Gates, right, who is a not a nice guy, right? Bill Gates is not a philanthropist. Oh, here it is. Let me play this real quick. Not a philanthropist. I mean, he is in a way, but he funds
not
his own
really.
Person.
Not so, really. So, he's gifting money away now because of tax cuts. First of all, he's a multi-billionaire. So when you hear somebody say, well, we're going to give $100 million to this, it's all tax write-offs. He's losing it anyways. So
here's the thing, right? So Bill Gates has created an operating system, right, that requires you now to update your system. What happens if you don't update your Windows software, right? All of a sudden, your business, your company starts saying, well, if you're older than this version and you don't upgrade every so many years, well, we're not going to fix those patches anymore. And guess what happens? Now you're subject to, you know, viruses. And if you get the virus, you know, that's going to be... So, of course, the corporations, you work for IBM, you work for AT&T, you work for Disney, whatever. It doesn't matter, right? You work in corporate America and you have a computer. And if it's, you know, they'll send out, we do in our office, right?
Yep.
Hey, if you have a Windows version older than this, you must upgrade. We're no longer going to support that. We can't have that.
They hold you hostage.
So what would be a better thing than even a computer virus? Right?
Right.
A human virus, right?
Yeah.
And guess what? You have to upgrade that every 6 months, right? And guess what else you need, right? Guess what else you need? Oh, you need that to get on your work computer. Oh, you need it to get into a sporting event. Well, you need to get into a venue.
Oh, yeah.
You need to travel now.
Oh, and better.
Well, how convenient is that, Mr. Gates?
Better yet.
This guy's an evil freaking genius.
Better yet, why don't we match the vaccine with a pass that's got a computer chip in it, right?
That's right. Yeah. So who came up with that idea, these passports? So now you're going to have to have a vaccine passport every couple of years, every 6 months.
You'll be like in your car. You'll be like, God, is this a toll pass?
Your papers,
is this my vaccine
please.
Pass?
Your papers. Show me your papers. This is President Trump here, and he just still kills it. I love this. This is
be like, sir, that's Harris. Not your vaccine pass. That's your toll booth pass.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I'll tell a quick story. My wife and I, then my girlfriend at the time, we were going up to Michigan State from near us. That's where I went, Michigan State, right? So for some stupid reason, we get to the border, and they asked for ID. Now, this is before. This is going way back now.
Yeah, like, this is before 9/11.
This is well before 9/11. This is before when you could pull up actually at an international border, and they wouldn't always ask for ID.
No, right.
What's your name? Where are you from? Yeah. Okay, great. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Right? So they asked for ID. For whatever reason, I pulled out my Michigan State.
We're not going out drinking at 19 years old in
Canada. We must have been 18 or 19 because I was still living in the dorms, right? Because I pulled out my dorm meal pass card. And the guy's like, yeah, you can pull over right over there.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah. I don't know. It had a picture ID.
I would check this. I think you'll find my library card efficient.
Anyway,
I think my library card will be efficient to get me over the border.
Yeah, I don't think so. They got you over there. We got through. No problem. But nevertheless, all right. Let me play this. This is President Trump.
That's great. Well, so the drinking age, many of you know, 19 years old in Canada, right? 21 in the U.S. So always be a group of guys going over there. We're all going over for dinner.
Yes. Yeah. Going to the Chinese buffet.
it was always the same Chinese place, too.
All these 19-year-olds going to a Chinese buffet. What do you know?
God, Chinese food is good in Canada.
Really good. All right, this is I think this is Harris Faulkner is her name, but hilarious. President Trump just the best.
Yeah, I miss
Before
him.
I let you go, just real quickly, most presidents, ex-presidents like yourself, do not weigh in at this level. Why did you feel like you needed to on this issue?
Well, you called me. I didn't call you, in all fairness, but.
That's hilarious. He's right. You called me.
Why are you dragging yourself into this mess? Unreal. They're unreal. They just can't help themselves.
Even Fox, in all fairness, you called me.
They just can't help themselves, though. They really cannot help themselves.
In all fairness, you called me. Like, what really, are you talking
it's
about?
It's really like, you know, Dr. Fauci in a mask, with a room full of people. He's got to pretend to put it on for theater.
Well, that was great. We played that a couple weeks ago.
By the way, share of people who have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, 70% of people, 75 plus.
Yeah.
The very people who should be actually a little bit more safer from this virus as opposed to the people who are 18 and 19 and 20 with
very
healthy
immune systems. Well, I got to tell you, now they're like in a lot of states, like, well, now it's all ages are good. All ages, if you're 18, 19, 20,
did you notice how New York's so far behind?
Way behind.
Yeah. How could that possibly be with all the government agencies? By the way, this new Excel surpass, wait until you see the mess they're going to turn that into. So they want us to get vaccine. No, they want us to get a vaccine. We're at 70% herd immunity right now, and we're talking about a pass. Why? We've got 30% left of the
total
population
control.
To get to
total
herd immunity. Herd immunity.
This
right?
has nothing to do with
no,
the virus
nothing.
Anymore.
It has everything to do with tracking you.
You get to pass. Now we can track you everywhere. Yep. We can force you to get this vaccine, which is going to make Bill Gates an incredible gajillionaire. Bill Gates will be a trillionaire by the time this is said and done.
Fauci's going to make a little cash out of this thing, too. He's got a book coming out already.
This is the new CDC director. And now, first of all, the old CDC director, Robert Redfield, came out and flat out said this came from the Wuhan lab.
Yep.
Now he's no longer the CDC director. He can say, I wasn't a big fan, to be honest with you. I wasn't a big fan of Robert Redfield either. Mm-hmm. I thought he was a disaster. I think this lady, though, is a psychopath. Yeah. Okay, So Trump comes out, he gets bashed for not wanting to instill panic. This lady comes out and talks about the impending doom. And she's fighting back tears. The best part is she goes, I'm going to go off script here. As she's reading the script, I mean, you can see her eyes just reading the script. Let's play a bit of this.
I'm going to go off script here.
Yes, just let me read this script. I wouldn't joke.
It's unreal. Now, I want you to think, by the way, when you listen to this, 70% of the population is already immune to COVID.
Right.
Either they've received COVID.
Well, not the variants, Mike. There's these crazy, South African, Asian variant combination. This is what we're going to live with, folks. And let me stand up right now and say no more. No more masks.
If we don't stand up.
No more crap. Go into places with no mask on.
I will assure you, by the way, the financial guys are going to have one hell of a party over the summer.
What the left has done, though, is they have basically said your actions now hurt other people, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't wear a mask, shame on you for hurting other people. Right. You know, no mention, by the way, of the late-term abortion stuff hurting other people.
It's my body, my choice, unless you're a conservative.
Right.
Then it's your body, my choice.
That's right. Well, that's what conservatives are all about is taking personal responsibility, while liberals are about taking responsibility for everybody else and telling everybody else what they should have to do.
I was at a coffee shop this morning, by the way, and a lady had a mask on, and I said, I can't hear you, and she pulls the mask down and talks to me and then puts it off.
Like, perfect.
Okay,
yeah.
I love it. We got to do a show on stupid things people did with their masks.
Love it. Like, well, the best part is the NFL.
I saw somebody driving the other day in a car by themselves with two masks on. Masks on.
Right.
And I just wanted to pull the car over and say, can I have a conversation with you?
Well, like,
how do you get through the day? I just want to figure this out. I don't want to beat you up. I just want to figure out, like, when you roll out of bed, what is the first thing that goes on in that little brain of yours?
The little brain, I tell you what goes on in the little brain, is what am I supposed to do?
Right.
Who's telling me what I'm supposed to do?
CNN.
No, seriously. Like, okay, I'm supposed to go to my, I'm supposed to be at work at 9 o'clock. I get to take a break at 10:30. What we've done in school and what we've created people to be is no longer entrepreneurs, no longer self-thinking. We're no longer encouraging individuality, right?
No.
Everyone's got to wear a mask. We're breaking down that individuality.
And by the way,
that's communism.
The public schools, it is all about global warming.
It's groupthink.
And every exercise, by the way, is all about,
But the mentality, though,
this company cuts down trees and they're destroying the world, but never actually actually mentioning in the article that they cut down 100 trees, but actually planted 200.
But the more important thing, though, is the message behind that, though, the theme of that, Mike, is that it's your actions and what you do are hurting everybody else.
Right.
And so you need to be conscious of your actions and how they impact the globe, right?
Sure.
This is China think. This is communist think. Sacrifice of individuality for the benefit of the group and the whole. Now, I'm okay with team sports. I'm okay with being – I mean, obviously, office. Yeah, we just talked about team. Team is important, right? But I can tell you that individuality is why this country is as great as it is. That individual entrepreneurship is what has made – it's what created Ford. It's what created industry. It's what created technology.
It's
why we have iPhones and Apple and things like – not because of some government commissar.
It's what
said,
created –
all get together and think like a group.
It's what created some of the greatest teams, right? Said to Michael Jordan, you're not allowed to shoot the ball. The Bulls don't win the six championships, right?
Yes.
If they say to Josh Allen last year, the Buffalo Bills, hey, look, you're the quarterback. You're supposed to be the guy that's supposed to run the ship. But you know what? I don't think so. I think we're just going to make sure that everybody touches the ball equally. We don't go to the playoffs. That's not how it rolls,
right?
You got to have people who want to be great, and they're going to bring other people up, whether it's business or in team sports.
Yep.
And of course, that's why, you know, it's amazing, though. You see these sheep that roll down this path, and they don't realize what they're moving into, right? But I'm sure the people in Venezuela didn't think, hey, you know what? I'm really going to try to move towards socialism.
Yeah.
So
I want to lose some weight anyways.
Yeah. You know what? I want to get there so we have 25% unemployment rates, no electricity, no running water, and we're, you know, scrounging through garbage cans for food. I want to get there. No, that's not what they think. They think, they actually think, and they're brainwashed to believe that this left-leaning crap is in their best interest. Right. It's going to move them forward as a collective group, right?
Well,
but by the time you're there, it's too late.
Yeah, well, just like Antifa, right? These idiots in Antifa, they think that somehow when they establish this new world government that they're going to be the chosen few. Oh, no. See, when the bureaucrats are done with you, they're just going to put you – that's when they'll start prosecuting you. That's when they'll put you in jail. Well, jail, when you're no longer of use to them. See, you've been of use to them, right? The chaos in the streets,
sure.
Right? Blaming President Trump for it, right? Making Republicans fearful of voting against, you know, God forbid, right? We might be attacked.
Yeah.
You know, they're talking about the insurrection at the Capitol. Did you guys not see when they were getting in the faces of people like Rand Paul running up and screaming in their faces?
Did you not see that many of those people at the Capitol were actually Antifa members?
Of course
I got them on tape. We've got them
on photos. These people, though, in Antifa, these kids or children, right?
Yeah.
They are so uneducated and so ignorant that they don't understand anything. They don't understand history. What's going to happen is when the lefties are done with you, when these communists are done with you guys, you'll all be rounded up, locked up in jail, and you can spend the next 10 to 20 years. And guess what? You won't have your pink hair. I assure you, they won't let you have your piercings. Okay?
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
The face tat will have to stay, though.
That face tat's going to stay. That might actually buy you some street cred in prison. So good luck with that. But that's where you're going eventually.
Well,
let's be honest. Like, you're going there eventually.
Here's the thing.
Right?
We always had this.
You have no future.
We always had this young group of very liberal people, right? You remember people spitting on our soldiers as they came back from Vietnam.
Well, they didn't firebomb
the police cars. The problem was years ago is that you didn't have the massive amount of welfare systems that continue to bleed these people on for decades and decades. There was a lot of hippies back then who were, you know, smoking pot and happy, and all of a sudden, like, wait, I don't have any money, man. I can't file the debt anymore. I got to go to work.
Yeah.
And then they started their own business and they realized how hard it was and they realized the sacrifices they had to make. And when they made it, they really started to appreciate that more. That doesn't happen anymore today.
No.
Now it's massive amounts of welfare.
Right.
New York State just got billions and billions of dollars from the U.S. government, trillions of dollars from the U.S. government, right? Now you'd think, okay, we're going to fill this hole, we're going to cut some things, we're going to try to right-size the size of government. They are already now, have already spent that within weeks and are now adding on massive more welfare programs, right?
Crazy.
What do we think is going to happen to these kids? These kids go from being 18 and 19 to 30 and still dependent on the government, right?
Yeah.
40 and still dependent on the government for free handouts, right?
Well, I tell you what, when their parents, first of all, a lot of these Antifa kids are being supported by their parents, right? So they're getting unemployment, but let's be honest. I mean, we have a huge problem with liberal white women in suburbia today.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, this is where this is coming from.
White women and white men.
But I'm talking about mainly the white women who are the professors, the teachers.
They've certainly been the ones busted, smashing more windows and instigating things. Yeah.
Right? I mean, think about it, right? The police car, I mentioned the firebombing when they threw a Molotov cocktail. Those were two young ladies, right? You know, two young 20-some-year-olds with, you know, from the Catskills, right? I can tell you, living in the Catskills, not cheap, right? So you have affluent.
This is is unfair. I'm going back to my million-dollar home.
Seriously, that's what you got. You've got affluent, white families that are raising these young daughters and sons that are. I mean, look at De Blasio, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud of my daughter. No, yeah. She's biracial. Okay, she's not white. Still, I don't care what color you are.
Yeah.
Or what sex you are.
No.
Right. I'm supporting my daughter. She smashed a window.
Right.
She attacked a police officer. You're supporting your daughter.
You're destroying.
I can support my daughter because so in that case the message was right. So the violence was okay.
Yeah.
In the Capitol case, the message was. I think was right. We don't want our stolen election. I think the message was right. You had a million people there, of which maybe a couple thousand caused problems, right? So now we're going to paint everyone with a broad brush, right?
Sure.
But certainly that part was bad, right? But in this case, it's all okay, right? If the message is okay, according to Democrats, then there's no level of violence or no level of destruction or mayhem.
And
that's off limits.
And certainly no level of COVID spread.
If the
message is spot on to the Democrat Party, you can do whatever
That's
you
right.
want. You can
That's
march
right.
the streets maskless, not a problem.
Right. Let's play the CDC director.
This lady is mentally ill, by the way.
This is the new director now. This is what we have to deal with, right? This is scary, is what this is.
When I first started at CDC about 2 months ago, I made a promise to you. I would tell you the truth, even if it was not the news we wanted to hear.
Mm.
Now is one of those times when I have to share the truth and I have to hope and trust you will listen. I'm going to pause here. I'm going to lose the script and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom.
Impending doom.
We have
That's
so
what you want.
Much
doom.
To look forward
doom.
To. So much promise and potential of where we are and so much reason for hope. But right now I'm scared.
I'm scared.
I know what it's
Wait
like.
A minute. Is that who we want in leadership?
And see the
is that really who you want, America, in leadership? Right now I'm scared. Well, scared of what?
Right.
Scared of what? Scared of a virus that has mutated. So, you know, I asked somebody the other day who was thinking like this. I said, what percent of the population do you think is in the hospital from this?
At least 20.
You know what she told me? 11. I said, so out of every 100
Brutal.
People you know, 11 are in the hospital
from
this?
Must be
she
bad,
goes, well, right? No, there's different regions. It's where regions. You live in New York.
Right.
You're
in the worst region.
New York, by the way. See the red here? I'll make sure Kelsey gets that. See the red? New York has kicked everybody's ass in a bad way, in a real bad way, right? See here? This is Sweden way down here. Didn't wear any masks. Didn't do any social distancing, right? I said, you think 11 people. I said, you know what the percentage is? 0.01% of the population is in the hospital from COVID. The survival rate out of that is in north of 99%.
Right.
Nobody is dying of COVID. Nobody is dying of COVID right now. Are there going to be some people that die with COVID? Yes. Glenn and I might leave here. God forbid we get in a car accident. If one of us tests positive for COVID, that's how we're dying of COVID.
They're going back 30 days.
So think
about that, folks. In order to keep...
But here's a leader of it saying we're doomed.
I know.
We're doomed.
Impending doom.
Impending doom.
From a virus with a 99.9% survivability rate.
Right.
God forbid we get to one that has a 98% survivability rate. We're really screwed.
Could you imagine if something really happened? Could you imagine if some terrorists put some stuff in our sewer systems or something? We really needed leadership to step up and say, now's the time to step up and fight?
If you're looking towards your government leadership, especially the government bureaucrats, like people that are appointed to things like the CDC, if a crisis hits and that's what you're depending on, you're screwed.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. If you're going to sit back at your house and say, well, I hope FEMA shows up, good luck. Have fun living in a mold-infested trailer, okay? If you are not getting yourself prepared to say, okay, what do I need? Okay, I need to make sure I can produce water, right? I'm serious for a second here. I'm not a huge prepper. I don't have food storages. I don't have a separate warehouse. I don't have a secret cabin in the mountains anywhere, okay? But here's what I do have, right? I've got a lot of guns. Okay, so number one, I can defend myself and my family, right? My whole family knows how to shoot, right down to my 13-year-old boy, okay? My girls shoot. They can shoot pistols. They can shoot rifles. So everybody in my family understands how to operate a firearm of multiple calibers, okay? Second thing is I have water purification systems. You can buy them for peanuts, right? These life straws and things like that. I can produce enough water for my family of five for about a decade, literally. I could drink out of the sewer if I had to. I can produce enough fresh water, no concerns there whatsoever. So when everyone was going to the store stocking up on toilet paper and water, thinking the world was going to end, I'm like, I don't need that. Second thing, third thing is, I know how to hunt and fish. right? So I can produce food if I need to, right? Those rabbits and squirrels in the neighborhood, no problem, right? So, my family and I, my daughter and my son and myself, I can't speak for my wife, my oldest daughter, but we,
sure, you'll feed her.
We'll feed her anyways. We know how to hunt game. We know how to clean animals. My daughter, I'm very proud of her. She's done that now twice. She has a clean, field, we call it field dressing, her own deer. So she understands how to do that, right? These are things that are life skills that I think are important. So I don't have to, let's say that we had a crazy, whatever, and it just knocked out power across the entire country. Everyone's going to be sitting there when chaos ensues.
Wait a minute. You mean the power grid that now Biden has given over to China? That one?
That'd be the one, right?
They wouldn't do anything.
What happens if that goes out? You sit there and you just wait and say, okay, well, I hope they turn it back.
Many
on.
Will. Many as, will starve
as,
to death.
As the roving gangs.
Many will starve to death. Many will starve streets, to death right? in this country. Right. Many will Scary. Starve. They'll be waiting for others to give
help them.
Handouts.
Right.
Many
I think it's time for us as a society to, as conservatives and like-minded individuals, we need to start getting together, creating networks. It can't be on Twitter, obviously, but we got to create networks to support each other. But I've got friends that do things that I can't do. I've got things that I can do that friends can't do. So that's where we're heading if we continue down this path. That's where Venezuela is, folks, okay? You don't call the TV repairman anymore. You don't have a TV
No,
anymore,
there's no
right?
electricity.
You're trading your chickens for maybe somebody's lamb, right?
We used to have an employee years ago, and she lived in Venezuela, and she had friends that she grew up there, and she was telling us that, there's no internet there because you have access to the internet about once every quarter now.
Water.
Just to
they
be able
have
to reach
running
out.
Water right, in some right. towns. You get running water, clean water, one time per week.
Yep. Fighting
in some
for
of the towns. One
and,
time per month in
and
some
And to
places.
Our point before, remember her saying that many of the people there are just waiting around for the end. But the right. end gets worse and worse because they're waiting around, right?
Waiting
These
around,
are the socialists
right.
that are waiting for other people, the liberals, to say, that's hey, right. when is this going to end? When is the government going to save me? Like they promised they would, right? Not going to happen.
Right.
Seth.
Crazy. Let me finish this.
You are the physician when you're the healthcare provider and you're worried that you don't have the resources to take care of the patients.
Okay,
where are the resources?
Where is this?
Yeah.
Which healthcare provider at what part of the country does not have resources?
What specific hospital, by the way, is overwhelmed with COVID?
Which one?
Because we've talked to a bunch of frontline COVID doctors. I've talked to them in Western New York.
The hospitals are half empty.
Not overwhelmed. In fact, they're empty. They need you to go back and get your knee surgery. They need you to go back and remove that wart from your back. Yeah. They need the money.
If you're a doctor or a medical facility right now and you don't have the proper supplies, you're not doing something right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, guess what we have? Extra supplies.
Right.
Too many ventilators,
exactly.
right? They're still wrapped up in the warehouse in New York City. If you need any, call Andrew. He's got a bunch of them.
You're not running a good hospital or medical facility right now if you're short on supplies. Right. I'm just telling you.
By the way, just give us a specific example, right?
This is
Jersey Medical Center, right?
This place in Dallas got rid of the mask 2 weeks ago. Look at how overwhelmed they are.
They can't.
Well, remember what happened in Georgia when they got rid of the... Oh, no.
No, exactly. Remember Florida?
Florida's
hospitals should be way over.
Especially
because spring break started 3 weeks ago, right? Here's the problem. So I said this to somebody. Said, yeah, well, COVID should be just totally out of control in Miami and in Daytona, right? And, of course, they say, well, we got some doggies running around. They said, Miami implemented a curfew. Miami implemented a curfew not because of COVID.
Because
there was some dirtbags that were starting fights.
A lot of dirtbags starting fights,
right?
Well, you know what it is? We got to a point now where nobody has any respect for human life or anything.
None
whatsoever.
My favorite, though, is that they said, but a lot of these people are going to go from Florida to somewhere else and bring the virus back there. I'm like, yeah, but a lot of them actually stay in Florida. So we should see a huge spike in cases in Florida. And guess what? A lot of them went for 2 weeks, right? Guess what? 5 days in, they should be able to, I'm going to get her. Five days in, they should be able to see the numbers increase.
No doubt. You want me to wait for you to play the rest of this?
Yeah.
It's like Animal Kingdom, right? So anyway, we'll get the dogs squared away and then we'll get back to it. You want me to just keep going? You want to just pause it and then splice it together? Or what do you want to do?
I can splice it.
Splice it together doesn't make a difference, I can keep talking either way. So it's no matter what we got here. I want to play the rest of this clip, though. But honest to God, though, in all reality, there are way too many people in this country that are sitting back, that are just waiting, that are like, oh, well, the CDC director says she's worried. So now I'm petrified. This is why people are so scared. This is why. right here, this lady right here, talking about impending doom, talking about I'm scared. Why are you scared? You shouldn't be scared. You're the CDC director. You should have seen a lot worse than this, right? If this is what scares you, holy smokes, like what else are you going to be scared of? That's unbelievable to me.
I had to, it's bring your dog to work day, so I'm now, I'm chasing the dog around.
Let's play the rest of this, because this is...
She's scared after 70% of the country is immune to COVID.
Yeah,
she's
now
scared.
She's scared. Yeah. This lady's a lunatic.
She is. Prepping you, by the way, for the next strain of this whole deal. It's going to continue to change itself and mutate itself.
Well, that's the thing.
And it's never going to mutate itself away. It's going to mutate itself to get worse and worse.
Every one of them.
And just when you figure out this virus, the shots are going to have to start all over again. Because now we're going on to COVID 3,715.
I'll tell you what, I'm telling you right now, I am not getting the vaccine. I have thought about it a lot.
No.
I am not getting. My parents have gotten it. My in-laws have gotten it. And
it's just better to go out and get COVID.
My mom got pretty sick.
That's what I did.
But, you know, she was adamant about getting it.
I just went out and got COVID. You know? It was easier.
Right? Yeah.
I saw the light. I'm a hero, folks. I'm a hero. I beat it.
You probably had less symptoms than people that actually
I'm a hero.
The shot.
I had it. Well, Glenn, it was, I saw a light. But it was actually my wife with
Was it the sun?
No.
New York? Was it yellow in the sky?
It was a light. It was my wife with the camera, with the phone over me saying, get up out of bed.
Get up out of bed and clean the house.
You need to clean the house. Yeah. Yeah. No, I saw that. I had the stuffed up nose for 2 days, and it was just awful.
Well,
it was just awful.
But the thing is, I mean, again, there's this lady, you know, she's look. And let's assume that this thing is, you know, is nasty and whatnot. Do you still want to hear a leader come out of the health side, the CDC, and say impending doom?
Yeah, no.
Like, let's not. This is what same thing with the stock market, right? I hate that when the market's at 100 points in the Dow, which is like point something percent, and they go, oh, the Dow plunged today.
How about
today.
This? How about 100 this?
Points plunged.
If the market goes down by 70%, which is where we are with COVID cases,
it would plunge.
That's not the time to panic, though. It's over. That's the time to buy.
Right.
That's the time to be positive. That's the time to be positive. Yep. And by the way, you know, we're having fun with this. So for these left wingers that are going to make memes of us and all this stuff, oh, Mike's making fun of COVID. We have said from day one, you can have COVID and you can smash your economy and crush everything around you, or you can have COVID and manage it through. This chart right here says that we were right from day one. See this red line again? I'm going to continue to show you mental midgets this. The red line is New York State. You know what this is? This is Sweden. This is Florida. This is everybody else who didn't have the damage and the smashing of the economy like New York. But guess what? New York won. Once again, you're number one and having the worst results. It did not work.
New York's got a whole trophy case of Albany.
Number
one, worst economy in the country.
Yeah, most
number one,
moving.
Highest debt per capita in the country. Yeah. Number one, highest mass exodus of population in the country. Yep. Like, how many number ones can you get? Give somebody else a chance.
Again, you mental midgets on the left, and I know you because we busted you not wearing your mask out partying with your buddies, right? Yep. So we know it's all about control.
Uh-huh.
We know you don't believe in it. This is Sweden, way down here, Glenn. See that purple right there?
Yep.
Yeah, see, that's Sweden. Now, that Sweden didn't smash their economy. You see that right down at the bottom there? That's Sweden, right? Yep. Didn't smash their economy. They didn't wear face diapers all over the place. They didn't crush everything. This is New York, folks. See, New York been winning right from the get-go, though. This is good.
They took an early lead.
Oh, real early lead.
Yeah,
right?
Jumped right
real
out.
Early.
Yeah.
And then didn't learn from it, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I
drag race cars for fun, and my buddy Tim's dad always said, look, if you lose, you just got to learn from it. If you learn from it, you're going to win in the future. They never learn from it, right? Right out of the gate, like you said, Glenn.
The funny thing
is, that's a good horse. If we could buy that horse.
That's a good horse, yeah. Oh, look at the, they got a Biden blip right there. What is that? The Biden blip here. What is that?
That
was a 4 in the morning when the numbers came in there, right? the 4 a.m. report, right? Is that what that was?
Yeah, there was a few states missing.
Yeah. Look, they're on the same time, too. What do you know? Yeah. Anyway.
It's unreal. And by the way, you can show this to people. Every week we send this report on Facebook, by the way. And I send it to liberal folks that I know, and they're just like, yeah, I don't care. No, not true.
Don't care. I'm going to listen to this lady at the CDC who's been there for 2 months. I'm going to go off script as I'm reading this script. Let's play more over here. Come on.
Loved, masked, shielded. Mm. And to be the last person to touch someone else's loved one because their loved one couldn't be there.
No, their loved one. You wouldn't let them be there.
When you're a physician, when you're the healthcare provider, and you're worried that you don't have the resources to take care of the patients in front of you.
This is all about money, folks.
I know that feeling of nausea when you read the crisis standards of care and you wonder whether there are going to be enough ventilators to go around.
Ventilators to go around? What is this?
Where are we? Are you a year ago? Where are we?
See, I think she's
stuck in a time warp.
Wow.
They locked her in a closet at April 5th.
Ventilators.
Her out since.
We're still doing the ventilator game. You can come to Buffalo. By the way, New York has shipped out ventilators. They've shipped out ventilators to other parts of the world, Canada, back to China. Ventilators. Where are you with this lack of ventilators? They are everywhere. We have more ventilators. Chevy and Ford were making ventilators.
Yes,
we're going to have ventilators for the next 50 damn years.
More than we'll ever need.
Yeah.
More than we'll ever need. She's nuts.
It's like to pull up to your hospital every day and see the extra morgue sitting outside.
The extra morgue? Where?
This has not happened in 12. You know where that happened? The only place where they had extra morgues was New York City,
yeah,
which happened to be the only place in the country where the National Guard locked down, I think it was New Rochelle, by force,
yeah,
right?
And
New York City was the worst place in the country for locking down, closing businesses, keeping people at home. And then you find out their hospitals are overwhelmed. Okay, why would that be? Well, let's see. 74% by their own numbers of new cases were coming from people locked in their home.
Yeah, and by the way, that was a very, very short stint. Very short stint.
This lady, I swear to God, they locked her in a closet, yeah, April 5th. And they haven't let her out since?
Yeah, yeah.
She just came out of the closet. Not in that way. You know what I mean.
The majority of hospitals across the country
now
were...
Now I'm going to be homophobic. There we go.
Majority of the hospitals across the country were empty, by the way. They were empty and needed people to be there. They need to make money. They were empty and they needed to make money. By the way, the whole, I still have people that go, yeah, but there was freezers full of people. Yeah, of course there was. You know why there was freezers full of people? No, because you couldn't have a proper wake for those people.
That's
so
right.
If my mom or dad passed away and I'm not allowed to have a proper wake, guess what I may do with the body? I may say freeze it until we can pay respects to my parents,
right?
That's what was happening, folks. It wasn't, that's funny because I think it was Candace Owen. They showed one of the dirtbag media was ambulances going in, like you would think it was a war zone, right? So she actually went to the hospital, not a cricket anywhere.
Yeah, no one running around.
We were going to go down to downtown Buffalo, and even WBEN said, "Oh boy, if you're gonna do any kind of live stuff down in downtown Buffalo, you just got to make sure the emergency vehicles can get through." And I'm thinking, what emergency vehicles?
Like,
the people are not dying on the streets walking with COVID and just dying over. Like that's
they're acting like it's a plague.
Yeah.
Like literally, where
that's
people
not
are
what's
like,
happening.
So
never happened. Never, ever, ever, ever happened.
I haven't seen this whole thing, actually. I've not made it past the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, it's hard.
It's unbelievable.
It's really hard.
It's
yeah.
unreal. Let's see
it's
what really else hard. She has to say. Let's back this up 10 seconds so we can hear her talk about where we were a year ago.
And who's going to make that choice? And I know what it's like to pull up to your hospital every day and see the extra morgue sitting outside. I didn't know at the time when it would stop. We didn't have the science to tell us. We were just scared. We have come such a long way.
But you're still scared.
Three historic scientific breakthrough vaccines.
Thanks
to
Trump.
And we are rolling them out so very fast.
Thanks to Trump.
So I'm speaking today not necessarily as your CDC director, and not only as your CDC director.
Whoops. Hang on a second. Oh, no. Oh, for God's sakes, I hit the add button. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me back that up. I'm going to start again now. That's all right. You can put this in. It's all part of the act. Wait a minute. What am I? Oh, son of a bitch.
We should really be wearing masks.
Come on. Yeah, we should be wearing masks.
We should really be wearing masks.
It's all part of the act, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Just so people know how serious we're taking this.
Yeah, I mean, look at folks, and for those that say, "Wow, you guys are, not taking it serious." Look, we're serious. Like I know a lot of people that have been very sick, right? With some of our own colleagues, that got very sick. I don't know a single person though that has died from COVID. Now, having said that, it doesn't mean that the people haven't died from COVID.
Yep.
People die from stuff all the time, though.
People
folks.
Die from stuff.
People die
every
from flu.
Single
people
day.
Die from car crashes.
Yep.
Sadly, the number one killer still of people that I know is still cancer.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to be scared scared of anything. It should be cancer.
You know what people are dying of, Glenn? Suicides and drug overdoses.
Well, that too.
You know,
yeah,
Saturday on the radio show, we talked about a huge increase in Erie County of young people dying of overdoses.
Just terrible.
Once again, you know, you folks on the left that say, well, Mike and Glenn aren't taking COVID serious. Well, apparently you're not taking drug overdoses serious, but you're not taking suicide serious because they're up. They're up quite a bit since
the mental health of our children.
Since COVID is
hit. I got to be honest.
Apparently, all the COVID deaths are on Mike and Glenn, but yet the COVID in a box type of thinking that you believe in, those deaths aren't on you.
Right.
Those deaths are, the young people that have committed suicide because they've lost touch with their friends and their community. Yep.
That's not your fault.
That's not your fault at all.
That's not at all. Nope.
The massive drug overdoses we saw last year continuing to happen, by the way, and continuing to do this, that's not your fault. Yep. How about the violence, right? How about the fact that we pent people up, locked them up into apartments, and now, then part of that is just not supporting the police, but double the homicides now this year in the city of Buffalo?
Yeah. You got 200% homicide increase, you have a 300%, 400% assaults, and by the way, sadly, a lot of the assaults are happening against Asian Americans, and I got to tell you, it's not white supremacists that are committing these assaults, folks.
No.
If you go watch all these videos of, sadly, Asian Americans being assaulted, they're being assaulted by African Americans. I'm just to be honest, all the videos I've seen, every one of them, every single one of them.
Of course, the mainstream media forgets to tell anybody.
Again,
let's get the race flames going.
Racist and homophobic.
Let's get the race flames going. It had to be some white Trump voter that did that.
All right, let's watch the rest of this lunatic here and see what she has to say. This lady is truly
nuts,
special.
And you wonder whether there are going to be enough ventilators to go around and who's going to make that choice. And I know what it's like to pull up to your hospital every day and see the extra morgue sitting outside.
Please.
No, you don't.
I didn't know at the time when it would stop. We didn't have the science to tell us. We were just scared. We have come such a long way.
But
historic scientific breakthrough vaccine.
Touching the ad this time.
And we are rolling them out so very fast.
Yep, we are. Thank you, Trump.
So I'm speaking today not necessarily as your CDC director, not only as your CDC director, but as a wife, as a mother, as a daughter.
As a liberal.
To ask you to just please hold on a little while longer.
Okay.
For what?
How many years?
I want to be done.
Yeah, how many years?
I know you all so badly want to be done.
How many years?
Almost there, but not.
Almost?
No, you just said doom. Wait. Didn't she just say she started this off by saying
impending doom?
Impending doom.
And we're almost there.
And now we're so close.
Around the corner.
And now we're so close.
Just over the edge.
Okay.
Just almost there.
Now we're so close. Once again, I'll just show you this, right? I'll just show you this. This is how she thinks. New York, she thinks this top line is good.
Right.
Sweden open bad. That's what she thinks.
Ridiculous. Yeah. How much does it all to this?
Vaccinated when you can, so that all of those people that we all love will still be here when this pandemic ends.
Oh, God.
So I guess she's going to cure everything else then, too?
Oh, God.
Does she
not know that global warming is going to kill us anyways?
I know, right?
Did she not get that part of the playbook yet? We are all going to be underwater.
It's really amazing.
We'll all be dead within 10 years. Oh, wait a minute. That was Al Gore 20 years ago. Wait.
That's right.
Oh, no. They did bring that part of the playbook back, I think.
So. Unreal.
Yeah.
You want to hear a clip of Biden? This is elder abuse, what this is. He's absolutely clueless. I mean, by the way, I haven't had a chance to talk about the press conference. That was an absolute disaster.
I know.
I mean, seriously? You probably don't want to hear that.
Did you see the clip before? They go, are you ready for your press conference? He goes, what press conference?
What?
What press conference?
Mr. President, are you ready for your press conference?
What press conference?
Mr. President, are you waiting for the press conference? What press conference?
Oh, poor guy.
This is terrible. Yeah. This is horrible. Let's see. Whoops.
Now,
Mr. President, for your confidence.
He's definitely the first.
And by the way, Kamala Harris, she's evil. I mean, evil.
Did you see, by the way, the other day she said she's not happy with her living conditions? She's got like a 70,000 square foot house. So the very people that are support her are, again, the mental midgets that think, she's going to help me. She's going to get me out of the poor. Yeah.
She wants a bigger home.
She wants a bigger home.
She, by the way.
Obama's, by the way. Remember, these are the same. It's the same little political friendships that he said, well, who needs a six-bedroom home when you only got a few kids, right? And then now he's got eight homes.
That's right. Eight homes.
$40 million net worth. He's buying more homes. The new home he bought on the water has, six, seven bedrooms in it.
These are the people, though, that are the Nicolas Maduro right, telling everybody to tighten their belts while he's eating a churro,
sure,
literally,
yeah,
on a TV broadcast, right? This is the Hugo Chavez, right, that eats, you know, top line, you know,
yeah,
you know,
steaks,
prime
best cigars,
steaks,
yep,
know, lobster, best cigars ever,
best wine,
while everybody else is living in squalor.
Yep.
That's Kamala Harris, yep, folks. That's Kamala Harris going, my $70,000 living conditions is not good enough for me, so you're going to have to tighten up your belt a little bit more. I mean, yep, it's just ridiculous. And then the laugh. I mean, she's crazy.
No, I know.
And I got to play the laugh. And I mean, she's in nuts.
She is the president.
We'll play the laugh, but let's play this.
As Joe has said himself.
And I'll wrap this up.
So thank you, Mr. President, for your confidence.
Well, thank you. Well, as you. Now we're going to get down to business here. And Ron, who am I turning this over to?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President. I think it's time for the press, our friends in the press, to leave, though.
Now it's time for the press to leave. Bye-bye.
Children in the border facility.
Look at him. He's just looking like,
yeah, no, it's sad. He's,
I feel bad. It's like people just, yeah, you know, yelling at him. He just looks around, and whenever they start yelling stuff at him,
he doesn't
just
know
looks
where
so
he is.
Lost. It's like, it's like, you know, bright lights going off, and you know, at the circus, and the elephant gets all, you know,
it's,
you know,
it's time for you to leave, press. It's, I mean, time,
it's,
for,
yeah,
you,
it's
to
time
leave.
For you to leave. Like,
and they all go, okay, no problem. Okay. Hey, thanks, Joe. Thanks for all the access. Yeah. You know, now Trump would have been there for 2 hours, getting chastised by them.
That's right. Here's Kamala Harris, by the way.
Thanks, Joe. You're doing a great job.
This is your commissar, Kamala, who is unhappy with her living conditions. She's going to tell everybody else how his parents, you know, what they want in schools and whatnot. You know, just unreal. This is truly special. This lady is, I'm telling you.
More people are seeing that, yeah, affordable child care is a big deal.
A big deal.
More parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to bring their kids and say, we're not paying them nearly enough.
You know, really, because we're paying them and they're not going to work now.
Yeah,
I love that. Somebody, by the way, somebody sent some nasty email last week about how we don't like, we don't support, and we don't know what the teachers are going through.
Sure, we have a lot of teachers and clients.
We have lots of teachers and clients. Lots of them do a great job. Don't tell me, because she said they are stressed out more than any other industry. I'm going to call bullshit on that. And the reason I'm going to call bullshit on that is because they're still getting paid. Yeah. They are still getting paid. God bless you. A lot of great teachers. Love you. You do a wonderful job. You are still collecting a paycheck. Don't tell me you're as stressed out as the restaurant owner that has now mortgaged their home to survive. Tell me you're as stressed out as the person who owns a nail salon that has been paying rent in the Walmart Plaza as they watch people walk in by the hundreds in the Walmart, yet they're mortgaging and trying to borrow money to survive. Don't tell me they're stressed out because they have to Zoom in for the children. That's a bunch of crap. I'm sorry, you're not even close to being stressed out from what some of these business owners have had to go through, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about some business owners, some restaurants
lost
that have
their whole
that
life.
Lost their entire
lost
life. Everything they had, and including, by the way, they can't even piecemeal it out because some of these places have been looted. So not only have they been shut down, not only are they been forced to pay rent, now some of them have been broken into by Antifa thugs and all their equipment's gone. They can't even sell anything.
Well, think about the owner, the business owner, restaurateur, it doesn't matter what business, but that they mortgage their house, right? They're losing. They have no paycheck. They can't pay their bills.
Right.
They're under the threat of having their house foreclosed on. There, a lot of them have children. I tell you what, I hear stress in the teachers that we have as clients, and I think what I hear from the stress side is the stress of not being able to help the kids.
Sure.
They want to get back into school.
Totally understand.
We have one teacher in particular that I know that she has to deal with. She's a special ed person, right?
Yep.
So she goes, Glenn, how do I do a Zoom with an autistic kid who is deaf and mute?
Right.
Like, how do you want to Zoom way?
No. They want to help.
So there's, they should be out there. They should be out there with pitchforks and torches.
Open the school.
Yes. Yeah.
And by the way, this one here laughing. You see how valuable. If we could see how valuable they are, Mrs. Harris, then open the goddamn schools. Because guess where they're open? They're open in Florida.
Right.
And guess what? There's no problem down there. Like, there's no tracing where the kids have exploded and killed hundreds of thousands of grandparents.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened at all. In fact, let me point this out again. Florida's numbers are better than New York. Have you seen that, folks? Look at that. Look at that. Yeah, that's good, right? So you don't give a crap about the children. You know what you give a crap about? Making sure that these unions get their money so you get your votes. That's all you care about.
All right, let's end on Andrew Cuomo. According to the New York Post, top Cuomo officials threatened nursing home reps during heated call about COVID vaccines. So now they're out there threatening nursing homes.
Threatening nursing homes, so right? We already know the nursing home numbers were all squashed and lied about. We're up to client number 10, by the way.
They're administering vaccines in nursing homes. And again, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I want to make sure people understand this. Look, here's how it works, right? My doctor, hey, Glenn, I'm my annual physical. I noticed that there's an outbreak. You guys go to Florida a lot. You have a home down there. I noticed that there's been an outbreak of hepatitis, I don't know, A, B, C, whatever it is, hepatitis down there. Here's the deal. There's a hepatitis vaccine. Your insurance will probably cover it. If not, it's a couple $100. But if you get hepatitis by going out to one of these restaurants, you got it for life, buddy, and it will damage your liver and give you lifelong health problems. I think you might want to consider the vaccine. You really think so, Doc? Yeah, I think you should. I think you might. I think it's worth the – we've had it out for 10 years. There's been no side effects from it or very little, and I think the risks the rewards outweigh the risks. Okay, Doc, sign me up. And I got the vaccine.
That's
right?
Pretty convincing. Now I want to go get my hepatitis shot.
But that's how it works, right? Nobody said, you're going to get this vaccine.
And now I'm not going to eat down in Florida anymore.
But think about the flu vaccine, right?
Yeah.
The flu vaccine where, the flu could be deadly, right? It kills 50, 60, 80,000 people in bad years, right? Yep. And they're always on top of you. Got to get the flu. Get the flu. Got to get a flu shot. Did you get a flu shot? Have a flu shot? I've never had a flu shot. Here's why I've never had a flu shot. Because I very rarely ever get the flu.
Yeah.
And I've got to be honest, in my own personal experience, by the rest of my family, all the other four members have gotten a flu shot every single year. And guess what? Over the last decade, guess what I've noticed? Different members of my family have gotten the flu. Guess who's not gotten the flu in the last decade? This guy, right? Guess who's not had a vaccine in the last decade for a flu? This guy, or ever, right? So look, here's the thing. If you want to get a flu vaccine, because it makes you feel better, right? That's cool, right? That's fine with me. I don't think it works.
Your body, your choice.
Your body, your choice. That's what I see is 30 some odd strains. They pick three.
Yeah.
Look, I play a lot of roulette when I go to the casinos. I like that too. I pick three numbers all the time out of the 35 that are on the board. Guess how many times I walk away with more money than I came with? Not that many. Guess how many times they get the flu shot right at those three strains? Not that many, right? Yeah, so look, again, but here's the thing, right? They're threatening. If it wasn't for so back to nursing homes. If they're giving people the vaccines in nursing homes, some of these people are unable to make their own medical decisions. Right? If you are not a sound mind, let's say you have dementia, you have something else, you have a power of attorney, you have a healthcare proxy for a reason. They violated all that in New York. I don't think they called your family and say we're giving your grandmother a shot.
No,
I don't think they did. They just gave her the shot.
Gave her the shot. That's right.
That's not right. Right, folks.
Ending on Cuomo, did you see that his family got special privilege?
Of course.
Car rides and
right special, to the vaccine.
Special.
Yeah. For the testing.
Yeah, for the testing. Yeah.
Unreal.
You look at what he's done in New York State and you think his favorability rating is still 50%.
Yeah.
He will win, by the way, folks. If he runs in 2 years, he will be the number one deal. He will be there for another 4 years. Mark my words.
I don't think he's going to make it that far. I think he's going to be forced to resign. It may not happen by the first, so I'm going to probably lose that bet, unfortunately. However,
if it doesn't happen by the first, they're going to forget all about this. But they've just crushed the whole Me Too movement in New York. Just crushed it.
Well, he's like, how many Harvey Weinstein accusers were there? Have we gone past that yet?
Oh, we don't know. We should put together a little chart. That's a good idea.
Where are we at? Can we get like a thermometer thing?
Who's a bigger dirtbag? Like, who's a bigger dirtbag?
I would say Harvey's a bigger dirtbag at this point because he actually raped people, right? Yeah. You know, I don't think Cuomo's been accused of that yet.
No, he has not been accused of that yet.
One last thing, by the way. I mentioned earlier, but I never had a chance to circle back. This is an article on the Washington Examiner, and again we can put up all kinds of videos. I've watched sadly a poor guy get beaten unconscious on a train. You just had those two young girls in D.C. or Baltimore area, I believe it was, hijack that Pakistani immigrant who sadly you get to this country, you grow up in Pakistan, which by the way you're living in mud huts in a lot of cases there. Okay, let's be honest, it's a third world country. Okay, you get to the United States, awesome, right? He's working, awesome, right? Living the American dream. He's driving an Uber Eats. He's delivering, and he loses his life. As a 13-year-old, my 13-year-old is playing with Legos and Pokemon and video games.
Right.
These 13-year-olds are out carjacking people with a taser.
Number one group of carjackings are now by 16-year-olds in the state of New York because no bail.
Back to the Asians, the Asian Americans getting assaulted. And my aunt, by the way, is Japanese. So, you know, don't again accuse me of racism. Seattle Black Lives Matter supporter was arrested on Thursday and charged with multiple hate crimes stemming from at least two separate incidents regarding Seattle area Asian Americans.
Somehow it's got to go back to Trump. I just can't imagine it would be
something. All of it. It's Trump. Well, Trump said it. They call it the Chinese flu. So basically, you've given folks the license to go out and assault people, and they are. And I guess what? It's BLM supporters. It's
Antifa supporters.
It's sad, but it's what it is.
All right, folks, make sure you actually look at the real COVID numbers. Go to our Facebook page, by the way. We post this once a week. These are the actual COVID numbers. And look at the actual numbers, by the way. When the media says, COVID deaths have doubled. So let's find out if they actually went from 200 to 400 or 1 to 2.
Right.
1 to 2.
Yep, it's a way that they twist.
Because I can tell you, if you look at this one here, these are the deaths, and they're way, 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 way down. Yep. So
don't forget the TFG Truth podcast, our newest podcast with Mike and Mike, Mike Spirazza, Mike Hayflick. They now have their own podcast, and they are always popular, as well as doing the after show after
They've
the
radio
show.
They've been having some awesome guests, by the way. They had the sheriff of Arizona last week. They have one of the sheriffs out of Florida this week, so really cool.
Yeah, future financial guys, I think, as they continue to do more and more fill-ins for us. And, we've been on the radio, folks, for 22 years, every Saturday for 22 years. I just turned 49. Thank you, by the way, for all the birthday wishes over the weekend. You must have mentioned on the radio.
Yeah,
all these texts in and tweets in. Thank you, everybody.
Bunch of times. We played a song for you and everything.
Oh, thanks. I try to downplay. I don't like
Hayflick tried to sing. I'm not going to say it was
he's
great.
He's a good singer.
Yeah,
he's
he is.
No, it's the good. Best we got, really. I mean, yeah.
He is the best we got, yeah.
But thank you again in a lot of ways. But thank you again for all the birthday, which I appreciate.
I think he sings better, though, with like a cigar and like a few cocktails in him.
Yeah,
when we're out on a work trip and there's karaoke there.
There you go. All right. Yeah, don't forget, if you like what you heard, give us a thumbs up. Subscribe to not only our podcast, but also our YouTube channel as well. And of course, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. You can find not only our Facebook page, but our TFG Academy, our Twitter feed, Instagram, all of our social media stuff. I don't think we have TikTok yet, but we'll see. We're just going to send all of our personal information directly to the Chinese Communist Party. But thanks again for listening.
Trump's working on a platform, I heard.
Well, when Trump launches a platform, whether it's with my pillow guy or without, that's when I will officially leave Twitter.
Yes.
The Twitter page will be turned over to
staff. Would love to see
staff,
him compete.
And it will be just posting, our academy and things like that.
Certainly,
if
anybody's got the connections to put the resources together to do it, you would think it would be Donald Trump.
So. Well, I got to tell you, Twitter has become just a cesspool of Antifa trolls is what it is.
That's what they do. They sit in there.
And the thing is, these idiots are so stupid, they can't even troll on topic. Like, you make a combo about Cuomo, and they come back with a comment about something completely off the topic, right? And by the way, how do you support Cuomo? I don't know. You know, if you're out there defending somebody like a Cuomo, you might want to take a look in the mirror. Not a good look.
Nursing really homes,
sexual harassment, just being an
Common Core, Safe Act, you name it. The vacant warehouse down in Buffalo to Syracuse. I don't know.
Anyway. All right.
Who says that's a good job? Yeah. He's doing a good job. Yeah. Every 2.5 hours, folks, somebody leaving New York.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. See you next week, folks.